store.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man.
Looking to make a little extra cash this weekend? Look no further, because it's time for our weekly chat with Paramount Sports Lee Sterling. Brought to you by Cutwater, premium canned cocktails and proud partner of the Seahawks. Now with Lee Sterling, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, here we go. A little fun with audio slash, hey, did you hear that? Coming up at 4:05 today on the radio program. But here he is from South Florida. Paramount Sports. It's been a couple of weeks. I have no idea where this guy was a week ago. Just decided that week 18 of the NFL season was not for him. Said the hell with it. Our friend Lee Sterling, how are you, pal?
I'm good. Yeah, coming back from New York City, so had to decompress.
I was going to say, what the hell are you doing? You working out or something right now?
No, I'm good.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Are you in prison?
No, I'm going to the Miami Heat game. You know, your second favorite team since we knocked off Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. So we don't mind that at all. Anybody who beats Oklahoma City is our new favorite team. So congratulations, you've got that title for now. Well, Lee Sterling's with us. Let's get some winners for the playoffs, and we'll start with Buffalo, where it's going to be like -25,000 in Buffalo at Orchard Park on Saturday. Buffalo given 5, and now the Patriots are going to be without their left tackle. What do you see going on here?
But the most important thing is no wind. That first game, 50-mile-an-hour winds with 60 to 70-mile-an-hour gusts. It just took Buffalo. They had no passing game, couldn't throw the football. So Josh Allen can run, even if the weather isn't perfect, has over 60 yards rushing in each of the last three games. I think New England, they just hit a wall a couple weeks ago. And believe it or not, Buffalo, number one in fewest points, fewest yards and passing yards. They get the lead. This game's over. Buffalo, 27-14.
All right. I've heard a lot of people nationally say Philadelphia plus the points, kind of a chic pick. Do you agree with them? They're getting 8.5 against Tampa.
Sheesh kebab. That's about what's going to happen here. The only chance they have is weather.
Hang on. All right, go ahead.
The weather, I mean, we could have a torrential downpour that happens sometimes in South Florida. And Tampa Bay was winning the first game 28-7. They were already without their top two cornerbacks, lost another cornerback and a safety during that game. Philly covered, but, you know, they just don't match up here. Outside of the defensive line, this is a team that if they were in the AFC, they probably would have finished 11th-12th. I like Tampa Bay here. 30-14.
You know, you are the corniest bastard I know. You know that, don't you? Do you do that on purpose?
Winning this bastard also.
It's not November, it's Dovember at Paramount Sports. It's not October, Lee. It's Rocktober.
Locktober,
yeah. Sorry. It's a December to remember at Paramount Sports. So what's your tagline for January? You have a slogan for January?
I'll have to let you know.
Okay, well, get on that.
We actually changed December. It's double down December.
Oh, is that what it is now? Okay, sorry. Dallas given 3 on Sunday against San Francisco. Go.
San Francisco is a different team right now since they got Elijah Mitchell back. Last two games running the football. They are a different team. And right now, Deebo Samuel, maybe the best receiver in the NFL running and catching the football. I just think this Dallas team does not utilize their best weapon, CeeDee Lamb, enough here. I like San Francisco. Wrong team is favored.
Wow.
In a shootout, 34-30.
Take the over, he says then. All right, gotcha.
Well, one of these underdogs is definitely going to win straight up, so you got to pick one of them. You did there. Do you pick another one with the struggling Arizona Cardinals getting 4 against the L.A. Rams?
Well, struggling, but not on the road. 8-1 against the spread on the road. Whenever they're counted out, that's when they play their best football. And you need a quarterback who has escapability against that Rams defensive line, and that's what Kyler Murray has here. Also, this Arizona team, I think that they're going to be able to get to the quarterback, and I just think that that might be the difference here. We've seen Matthew Stafford hadn't done much of anything when the cards are down. So we're going with Arizona, another wrong team favorite.
Wow.
Arizona.
There you go.
more lower scoring, 27-24.
Well, they could have J.J. Watt back. Who knows? But I'm with you on Matt Stafford. I mean, both him and Murray haven't played well the last month and a half or so, so we'll see. All right, game of the week, Kansas City giving 12.5 against Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger says, we're not taking these guys lightly. Patrick Mahomes says, we know. You got some up your sleeve for this game over the weekend, don't you?
Well, yeah, we're going to find out if Big Ben can pull a rabbit out of his sleeve. And if he does, it'll be one of the greatest wins in playoff wildcard history. They are the biggest underdog. If not, might be like the Dolphins' Dan Marino in his last game where they lost 62-7. Call 800-400-9741. You want to get involved through the Super Bowl, just $197. Or the quadruple sport package, football, basketball, hockey, and UFC through the end of the month.
Wow.
297, ParamountSports.com.
Who do you like in the Kraken Kings game tomorrow at Climate Pledge Arena? Over-under goal line is 5.5.
Under.
You like the under? What do you make of this?
I saw you guys. Not much offense. You guys need more offense.
What do you make of the Sounders signing Albert Rusnak to a contract?
I don't even know who that is.
You know what? Get me another handicapper. All right, get me a handicapper that knows the MLS. All right, Lee likes Buffalo, Tampa, San Francisco, Arizona, and give him a call for that Chief Pittsburgh game. All right, man, great stuff. We'll talk in a week.
Thanks,
see you,
Lee.
Pal.
Okay. See you guys.
Is it just me, or does it sound like he's half asleep, for God's sakes?
Yeah, he was a little...
Is his wife in the room with him? What the hell's going on?
He's under the weather or something.
he sounds like he's sick. Exactly. All right. Well, Lee, again, likes Buffalo, Tampa, San Francisco, Arizona, all to cover and to win outright.
And he's brought to you by Cutwater Award-winning Spirits, canned and ready, including their Vodka Mule in a limited edition Seahawks can. Take a timeout for real cocktails with Cutwater, proud partner of the Seahawks.
Here's my 5-point plan for the Niner fans to implode over the weekend if the Niners beat the Cowboys and Jimmy Garoppolo plays really well, but then they lose the next week, but not because of Garoppolo, and they lose their freaking minds because people like Niner Nate that have wanted to run Jimmy G out of town for the past year and a half will now have to come back and kiss his ass. And chaos will ensue in San Francisco. Isn't that what all of us want? Because in the end, we don't think that Jimmy Garoppolo is the long-term answer and going to deliver a title in San Francisco, correct?
Correct, but I don't think a lot of Seahawks fans think Trey Lance is awesome either.
I don't either. No, totally.
So it's like, for me, it's like, I really don't care who's the quarterback of the Niners. I don't think they have the answer.
You're saying the Niners are screwed no matter what.
Screw them.
That's what, which is a perfect scenario for everybody. All right, we're going to break. A little fun with audio slash hey, did you hear that? Including a NFL anniversary of sorts. Coming up next on Softy and Dick on 950 KJ.